Number 12909, Andrew and Gladys Bellama seek variances from the front and side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of Wilson Walk within the Bayview Park subdivision. The 911 address is 39538 Wilson Walk in Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, map 20.11, parcel 85. We have zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and one mail return. And the applicant is seeking an 8.55-foot variance and a 9.7-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard for the proposed structure. A 2.19-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for a proposed structure. 2.25-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for a proposed structure.
Good evening, Mr. Chair. I need to recuse from the case. Thank you.
Ms. Norwood, question I had, you mentioned a corner front, but in looking at the materials, it looks like Wilson Walk kind of goes around it, just like in the case we had two cases ago. So would it be a corner front or the front yard we would need?
Bill, these are all good questions. The original permit in, what's my year? 1987 referenced a corner setback. There's some old plots that indicate it could be 5 feet from that one side of Wilson Walk.
Yeah, there appeared to have been some varying.
And it does appear it could very work similar to the case we saw tonight.
Yeah.
But I don't see anything that refers to that.
And I do see we've had some prior variance.
Correct.
Applications for a corner, they call it a corner side yard, when it's really not.
Right. I think a lot of years we used to call it that pretty regularly, for whatever reason.
Okay. So whether it's a corner front or a front, we'll use the right numbers there. But it's from Wilson Walk on that side. Very good. Can you state your name and address to the record, sir?
Yes, sir. Mike Wheedleton, architect with Davis, Bone, and Friedel, 601 East Main Street, Salisbury, Maryland, 21804.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good.
So I'm here representing the owners, Andrew and Gladys Bellama, who purchased this house around 1999. The house was constructed 1987, if I have those dates correct. And so what the owner wishes to do is to reconstruct this structure completely. And what I mean by that is to reconstruct it from the foundation up. And you can see a picture of it here to the right. And the uniqueness of this property, if you can look at the survey of it, you can see the geometries involved here. When this house was constructed, there was a 5-foot setback line off of Wilson Walk. Since that point, it has been changed to 15 feet. And that's really the main point here. If we could take this house down to the foundation and reconstruct it, and I think we'd be good to go. We probably wouldn't even need to be here, okay? Hurricane Sandy came through, and was it 2012, something like that, and this house received some damage, you know, some water. So, and they repaired, and over the years, they have noticed some settlement. They'd like to reconstruct the house, but what we'd like to do is reconstruct it in the same footprint. We're not asking for any additional additions off of Wilson Walk or the sides, but what we'd like to do is raise the first floor. We'd like to meet the current FEMA requirements and build and raise that first floor up a little bit just because of lessons learned, okay? Now, my team at Davis, Bone, and Friedel, my structural engineers, are a little reluctant to use existing foundations. We would like to replace that foundation. We don't know what's there. We don't know what kind of reinforcements in the footing or the foundation walls. We would like to basically take this down, and we'd like to, you know, we could put piers in. You know, that's probably more expensive than putting in new foundations. And what I'm asking for is to be able to take this house down and rebuild it from the footings up. And in a nutshell, that's basically what we're asking here. So, and I'll take whatever questions you have at this point.
Questions?
I'm a little confused. Are you keeping the house and just building a new foundation, or are you building a whole new house?
Building a whole new house.
Okay. You want to build a whole new house, just keep the footprint?
That's correct.
Is the house itself, like the footprint aside, is the house itself going to be substantially different, or is it going to look similar to the existing house?
I think it's going to look very similar. You know, it could possibly have a, you know, the first floor is going to be a little higher. The building could be a little higher, but we've still got a 42-foot height restriction to deal with. So the roof could have, you know, maybe it has a hip roof. It's possibly still gable. Maybe it's a little lower slope to meet that requirement. But in all essence, I think the, you know, we haven't designed it yet,
yeah,
mind you. But I have a feeling that the house is going to be pretty much the same as it is. It may have some floor plan differences inside just because the family has changed. They have grandchildren now.
Is the pool going to stay?
Yeah, the pool is going to stay.
Okay. The fence, is that going to stay?
I'm sorry?
The fence around the pool?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Are there anything else on that lot that's going to stay?
So the back deck, obviously that is all, if you can go back to that survey again, I don't think I have any pictures of that. The deck on the right-hand side right there, that could be a little different because that's all within the setbacks now, so that could change somewhat on the outside, on that side of the building. We haven't.
Is there any other existing structures or anything else on this property that's going to stay other than the pool and the fence?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Need any HOA approval, and have you gotten that?
I'm not aware of any covenants from HOA on this, but I have not seen any approvals or submissions for it at this point.
The part that juts out, if we're looking at this currently, that juts out to the right.
You talk about the property itself?
Yeah, it's very little area that you could use to build there. There's an underground tank there. Do you know what that's for?
I do not. I know that everybody's got that little piece of property because everybody wants a piece of that waterfront, right? That's what they're all headed for in that direction.
So basically, you wouldn't be able to build anything.
The underground tank, I'm not aware of there, but we're not planning to have any construction in that area.
So to just piggyback off what he was asking, if we were to see that house today and then we were to come back 3 years later, it would be, except for a little bit taller from what I'm understanding, because you're going to lift the first floor.
Right.
It would be the same. It would be literally
very similar geometry. Windows may be in a different location, maybe different exterior materials. Perhaps haven't had any discussions about that yet, but
building itself,
yeah, same. Very similar, yes,
except
sir.
For the height.
That's correct.
Thank you,
Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, I got several. So you're taking this whole thing down. One of the things that strikes me when I look at this is there appears to be some pavers off the house to the road.
Wilson Walk Road. Right.
And a significant amount of those pavers are actually off the property. Is that how you understand it as well?
It is. Yeah, you can.
Is there a reason why the house could not be pushed further away from Wilson Walk Road if it's rebuilt or reoriented on that property to perhaps have that further away from Wilson Walk Road?
The house itself?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you look at that bottom right corner of the setbacks there, I think that, considering the existing deck that's out there right now, everything is kind of to the property line.
I guess I look at it like if they're going to tear this thing down, there's a presumption at that time that they've got to bring this into compliance with
that's,
the code.
That's why I'm here.
And if they can't, they have to show why it's the minimum variance to afford relief. And when I look at this, and I'm not an engineer, but it does look like the house could either be reoriented, turned, something along those lines to push it away from Wilson Walk Road. Maybe not that what your clients desire to do, but one of the things that when I look at this is I'm not sure how they park on their own property now. And adding a fourth story to the house. I don't know if that provides parking underneath, but it certainly could increase, in theory, capacity. And there's hardly any parking on there. There's a lot on this property, but not a lot for parking or drainage or anything like that.
Right.
So how is that proposed to be addressed here?
As far as the parking is concerned?
Parking, drainage, reorientation, all of those questions.
Well, to answer the question about parking, I'm assuming they're going to use what they're doing now, and I'm assuming they're parking along the side. And as far as drainage,
I guess on the parking though, if it may be what they're doing now, you know, we're not here to talk about what they're doing now, but if there's a proposal, I think part of the proposal is that. I'm looking at this going, I don't know how the heck they get more than a car on their lot.
These properties are tight.
It's very tight. Yeah, it's absolutely. Certainly that. Yeah. Are they going to make any effort to improve that?
I am not sure about parking and vehicles. I haven't had that discussion with them. Basically, what they're concerned about with me is the footprint of the house. We have not talked about parking on the outside of the house.
Now, the next question I had was on drainage. And, there's a lot on this lot, and I see water on basically both sides of this. It looks like it's on a very narrow peninsula.
Right.
Are we increasing we're not increasing any of the impervious surfaces on this property, are we?
No.
So it won't be any bigger than what's on there now. It just might be taller.
No, not proposing to increase any of the impervious area.
And then did they look at it, or have you guys kicked the tires on reorienting the house to perhaps face a different way or minimize the need for variances?
I think the way it's oriented now, they really like the layout of the house and the deck, and you can see within that property line in this picture there how tight they are to the back. If we were to conform to that 15-foot front setback, then that takes a lot of that deck out that's in the back. And actually, the bottom right of the house, it actually is, we'd have to move things back and up.
Are there flooding issues on that property?
There was.
I know you said Sandy came in.
Yeah, I mentioned that. And obviously, when you have a storm of that nature, really the only one that has been a problem. But I think I think there is concerns because they're surrounded by water, and that's why they'd like to meet the...
Are those decks elevated?
They are.
So they're not ground-level decks. They have to be elevated due to flooding concerns.
Yeah. And they've got obviously some structure underneath them.
All right.
As you can see from this picture here, and my understanding is they have that garage to the left and that garage to the right. Vehicle parking is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I look at that and I go, that's probably the only two vehicles you can park on the lot and be on the lot. Yeah. I mean, where that boat trailer is, just by looking at the aerial here or the overlay map that you've given us, I don't know how that's on the property.
Right.
And And that, that's a...
It's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm guessing that's a very lightly traveled road.
Yeah, obviously.
I can't, you know, there's maybe two houses that, that use that area.
That's right.
So not, not like we're, you know, having Route 54 or anything.
That's correct.
I may have some other questions, but I don't know if that triggers...
Go back to that picture you were just on. So you can see the concrete apron in front of those garage doors. On the right side of the corner of that concrete apron, that's the property line. So that boat trailer looks to be almost entirely off of the property. You can see that on the survey.
Quite possible.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the concrete apron is on the survey. One of the, I guess one of the concerns I have is these decks are really sprawling on the survey. I mean, they kind of angle and go all around this property. If they, if we were to grant these variances, are they going to extend this dwelling out to where these decks are now? Is that something they're going to want to do?
That's not my understanding.
Okay.
What they like to do is have the deck, you know, the outside space, the elevated deck. And I think they might do that in a little more organized fashion rather than all the little angles and juts that you see in it right now.
Right.
My understanding is really the basic footprint of the house. Now, there is also up top on the second floor, and if you go, you can see it to the right, but if you go back to the photograph or the aerial, it'll, it shows a sunroom up on the second floor deck.
Yeah, I see that on the survey.
It would be another, go to the aerial picture if we can.
You can kind of see the roof of it on there.
We can find that. There you go. So you see to the top right corner of the house, there is a sun right there.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. One of the concerns we kind of have is a lot of times in situations like this, we want to, we actually want to see the plans of what they're wanting to do because we want to understand why it's needed. And that's because part of what we're asked to look at with the criteria for a variance is this a need or is this a want or what's going on here? And so that's kind of one of the concerns I have is this is starting to look like they just want us to give them a new envelope so that they can go play around and figure out what they want rather than coming to us and telling us this is what we need. Can we have the variances for us for it? That's kind of the concern I have here.
I understand that. And I think what they really what they're asking for is, you know, as I said, they could take this down to the foundation and come back up. But what they want to do is build the foundation up a little bit, put a new first floor on it. So that's additional loading. So that's why we're really just asking to rebuild the foundation. And my understanding is if you grant them use of that existing footprint with a new foundation, you know, that's what they're going to do. If you want to word it that way, I don't think they have any exception to that, that you want to stay within that existing footprint of that house. And really, as I say, it's really just a matter of not sure about building on top of that existing footing and foundation wall. That's a primary concern.
Sure, because you have no way of knowing what's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. One concern that I do have, board approvals are only valid for 2 years. They can be extended one time for a year. Okay. So if they're not even in the design phase, if this board were to approve the request as you propose, is it feasible that your clients would be able to get it designed, demolished, and built within that two-year period?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think that's a reasonable time frame unless, you know, it's possible things can be put on hold and things happen. But in my mind, to design a house in this footprint.
I know we get a fair amount of times where folks have asked for time extensions, and sometimes they've already gotten one or they've run out of time.
Yes, sir.
And you know, your clients, we wouldn't want them to be in that situation where they have to come back here again.
Understood. And in my experience with what they want to do, I think 2 years is a reasonable amount of time to have this taken down, designed, and rebuilt.
The other part of this is the decks that are going to be, because they'd have to come down too. So the decks and the steps and all of that would have to come down.
Yeah. They're going to be at different heights. That's correct. Right.
Okay. Are they going to be in the exact same locations?
As I say, some of the decks, it may be conformed to a little better geometry. Maybe okay, something well, a little
we
more
would,
regular.
We would need to know that. And I say that because the, and Ms. Norwood has calculated the variances based upon kind of what's been presented.
Mm-hmm.
And as I see it, Wilson Walk, probably where the pool is the front. I think Wilson Walk wraps around, so the other part of Wilson Walk is technically a front too. But the other kind of that long line that goes down to Old Canal would be be a side yard.
Yeah.
And it appears that those decks and steps currently come close to that side yard property line.
Yeah.
If there's going to be reconfiguration of that in any respect, mm-hmm. we would need to know what that is so that the findings accurately reflect what is being presented. If not, right now we've got 2.19 and 2.25 as from the 5-foot side yard is what's been presented. And I don't know... I can tell you this, I don't think we advertised for a rear yard, but it would have, I'm not sure what exactly would be the rear yard. Ms. Norwood, would you know on that? I'm guessing the Old Canal side?
That's a tough one, Mr. Sharp. I mean, given these property lines, it's tough to say what's front, back, side. I mean, it's a difficult geometry here.
Yeah, actually, Ms. Norwood, what I'm looking at, you're, the 2.19 and 2.25, I guess that is on the side adjacent to the Foster property. I don't see
correct.
North, south, east, west, and south. So that would be for the house there. But where I was looking was on the opposite side of the house where there's those decks and steps that come out because that's technically a side too. And it would appear that there may need to be, I can't quite tell, but there may need to be variances on that side also.
Yeah, it was hard for me to tell,
it's,
actually.
I think we were kind of thinking.
Didn't read numbers for them.
Yeah, I think we were thinking maybe we would have a better site plan here to look at that. So the issue here is we can't, with what we have here, definitively determine what variances are or are not needed based on the proposal. And that's a challenge that this board has in rendering a decision one way or another. Just a comment.
Mr. Sharp, who exactly is supposed to be making the determination on this Wilson Walk? And
that's a director's decision.
Okay, so that's not in our purview.
No, that's something the director would decide. But, you know, the corner front, when you look at the code, is at an intersection of two different streets. This isn't an intersection of two different streets. It appears to just be one. So I know that in the past it may have been called a corner side, and I recognize we had a letter in opposition that kind of referenced some of that varying thing. I mean, there appears to be a bit of a muddied history on that, and I think when looking at this arrow, you kind of see why.
Right.
Was there a determination ever made?
That I don't know. I didn't dive into that, but you can look at the minutes and the findings from the prior board decisions, and they're varying references to what it was. So I can only surmise, and that was when Mr. Lank was the planning and zoning director, that he would have had a chance to look at that. That does not mean that there has been a determination made on it. I will also note before I forget that all of those variance approvals before predated the Supreme Court's decision in Verlasson, which kind of changed our calculus on the standards a little bit too.
I noticed that in the findings, yeah.
So I don't know that you're quite bound by the decision making there because it predated that decision.
So could we request a determination? Or how do we go about resolving
this?
Well,
we could. I think you could ask that the director, you know, you could leave the record open for the director to provide a determination as to what setbacks would apply on which sides of the property. I know staff will do that with a setback information request form, and perhaps coming directly from the director on that one so that he can determine, you know, which is the front, which is the side. You know, that way we could make sure that whatever is being requested is we're accurately reflecting it in the findings.
And I think you'll also see in those prior findings too, you ask about that bottom right corner decks and steps, and it was acceptable for those to encroach within that 5-foot set that was established at that time.
Yeah, they're allowed to encroach up to 5 feet, but extending beyond it, and then when they're elevated, then that you can't. So a ground level deck has a right to extend up to five feet into a setback. Although in this case, and I don't know the square footage, I'm not sure if this lot benefits from the small lot ordinance as well. My guess is it probably does.
I think it does. It says it's 7,781, yeah. Right?
So we're going to have a small lot ordinance, which was not something in play 23 years ago, whenever this came up initially. So there's been some changes that probably need to be revisited.
So what do we need to do, Mr. Sharp?
Well, I think at this point, if the board has no further questions, we see if there's anybody here for or against, and then we can see if there's any additional information the board wants to. I think it would make sense to at least leave the record open, if for no other reason than to have the director just determine what's the side, rear, those things. I mean, we have advertised for the front and side, so I think we would be fine however he determines, but that way we could at least make sure we're correct on whatever numbers we are. Whether the board voted for or against it, we at least have the correct information.
Okay. That conclude your presentation,
it
sir?
It does.
Thank you. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address?
John Hendrickson, 35026 Andrew Street, Bethany Beach, Delaware, 19930.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I will note that we did receive your letter that was in opposition earlier today, so we do have that in the record.
Okay, do you have the three exhibits?
Yeah, there was
A, B, and C.
Let's see. I believe we have that, Ms. Norwood. Do you have that?
I brought a copy if you need it.
Okay. But we do have your letter with a couple of exhibits, A, B.
Yeah.
They'll pull that up, though, so that you can reference it in your presentation if you wish.
Can I begin?
Yes, sir, please.
Bayview Park was originally platted in 1956, followed by two additions in 1958 and 1960 to make the community that exists today. The original documents had no yard restrictions, and in those years there was no planning and zoning ordinance in Sussex County. In 1979, the widow of the developer could no longer keep up with the road maintenance, and a community association was formed. As Sussex County had previously adopted a planning and zoning ordinance, no yard restrictions were added to the covenants as the county had already addressed yard restrictions. As such, we in Bayview Park have always relied on the county for zoning and yard restrictions, and I have resided in full time since 1987. The criteria for a variance list 5 criteria that must be met in order to grant a variance. All 5 must be met, not just a majority. The applicant has addressed each of those criteria, and I don't think they have met all 5. The first one is the uniqueness of the property. They maintain that at the time the residence was built, this building setback on the west side was 5 feet, with the irregularity of this line creating a 15-foot setback on this side makes reconstruction of the house extremely difficult. My response is, the applicant is relying on a 1991 survey by Land Tech that shows a 5-foot side yard adjacent to Wilson Walk. This appears to have been granted by Lawrence Lank, the former head of planning and zoning. His acceptance of a 5-foot setback is specific for the existing house and would disappear when the house is removed. We are also unaware of any reasoning for the 5-foot yard. Constructing the house within the established setback lines is not really any more difficult than building on the existing footprint. Additionally, as shown on the Davis, Bowen, and Friedel survey, part of the north wall will be less than 5 feet from the property line. That portion of the north wall will have to be 1 hour fire rated and as per the International Residential Code and does not allow for any windows, doors, or other opening in that wall that is less than 3 feet to the property. In addition, the fascia and underside of the roof overhang must also be of 1 hour construction. Item number two, that it cannot otherwise be developed. As stated, recreating the geometry of the house involves putting the house in a new location and creating disturbance through excavation that would not be necessary with using the existing footprint. The irregular geometry of this site does make it very difficult to create a similar functional floor plan if this setback is moved to 15 feet. My answer is, this property is a combination of lots 111 and parts of 112 and 113. It was configured that way by the previous owner and the wife of the developer, specifically so the lot number 11 was developable. Originally, it was a triangular piece of ground, as you can see on Exhibit A and Exhibit B. Exhibit A is the original subdivision plan by Isaac Bennett, dated October 10, 1960, and Exhibit B is from the county's road repair plan by McCain Incorporated. It just is a larger version of lot number 111. The area of this lot is 7,781 square feet, which is consistent as being larger than the majority of the lots in Bayview Park. The total buildable area using current setbacks is 4,306 square feet, or 55% of the lot size. This is certainly a developable area. I even plotted the lot in setbacks. Then I superimposed the existing house footprint using the current setbacks. The house fits within this area with space left over for decks and porches. See Exhibit C. Now, I was under the assumption that the southern property line, the short one, would be considered the front yard. So if there's a different determination, obviously things would change. But using the existing footprint will not create much less disturbance as the existing slab on grade and footings will have to be removed. You're going to have a mess no matter which way you look at it. Number three is that the situation is not created by the development, by the applicant. And their answer is the irregularity was not created by the homeowner. As stated, when the original house was constructed, this setback was 5 feet and later changed to 15 feet. Moving the house to the east does bring it uncomfortably close to one of the neighbors. My answer is, I will see that the applicant did not create the irregular shape of the property. It would appear that it was created in order to obtain a larger lot and to create a leg that had presence on the water, way noted as Old Canal. Both of these serve to enhance the value of the lot. Item number four will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And their answer is, using the same footprint will not alter the character of the neighborhood. It will remain very much the same. And my answer to that is, using the existing footprint does affect the character of the neighborhood, as the existing house footprint is in violation of several yard setbacks. The north wall of the house is only 2.75 feet off the property line. If the house is rebuilt on the existing footprint, the west wall will be in violation of the side yard setback. They can't even park their cars on their own property, and currently, the boat trailer has a boat on it, and it is located 100% on community property. Nobody else does that in the community. So, you know, it's already not in character with the community. Number five, the minimum variance. Their answer is, using the same footprint will not alter the character of the neighborhood. It will remain very much the same. And again, as in my response to item number four, the character of the neighborhood would be affected. In addition, the variance does not represent the minimum that will afford relief. The property can be developed without any variance at all. If you can comply, you must comply. And in conclusion, I don't agree that all five criteria have been met. Reducing the side and rear yards will alter the character of the community, and the requested variance is not the minimum. Bayview Park is currently filling up with new four-story homes that have taken advantage of the reduction of the side and the year and the rear yards from 10 feet to 5 feet. This trend looks to continue and will reduce light, air, and space. And in addition, the vehicles that are parked in the public right-of-way, you're right, that's not a very used area, but it is a life safety consideration. That's a fire lane. And if the house at the end or this house should have an emergency, you can't get to it. Not if you've got a car parked in the road. So I only ask the board to respect the existing yard lines, however it gets determined, and you know, as it's established by planning and zoning. So thank you for your time.
Questions?
Sure.
Anybody? Mr. Sharp? Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Byard Allman, address 34952 Bell Road in Bethany Beach, 19930. And I live in...
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I as well live in Bayview Park, and I happen to be the president of the HOA. We have not been contacted about this construction effort. We learned about it with the sign the county put up, which is a great thing. Didn't learn about it until last week, but and nonetheless, I completely agree with everything Mr. Hendrickson's put forth to the board at this point. I think it's, from my perspective, what they want to do is they want to demolish this house and rebuild it. And they want what is, they want, excellent choice of words, they want what is the best of all worlds. They want a 5-foot street setback that was given to the original owner back in the 90s, and they want the 5-foot side sideline, and they want a 5-foot rear yard, and they want more than that. Do they need it? No, they probably don't need it. According to Mr. Hendrickson, who has mapped out the basic footprint of the house, that could be put within the dimensions of the allowable setbacks now if the side street setback of Wilson Walk is established to be 15 feet. So at this point, I should also point out that this this property has been the subject of 6 variances along the way. And the board has the rare opportunity here to wipe the slate clean and right the ship, so to speak. I think the applicant has said that there's be minimal disturbance to the ground, and that's a basis for the application. I don't see that anywhere in the requirements for a variance. I do know from other houses that have been reconstructed and demolished in Bayview Park is that when the foundation is removed, it's going to be excavated. The pad's going to be removed. It's going to be excavated. This lot's going to be a mess all the way around. So there's no reason at this point that this house can't be moved to fit within the parameters. And a reason for not moving the house, so they say, is that they're going to be too close to their neighbors. Well, from my perspective, they're too close to the street. They're 5 feet off the street. If this house is raised, where are the steps going to go? Right to the edge of the street? It just doesn't make any sense. They ought to be held to the strict requirements of the new new setback rules that apply. Our streets are narrow in Bayview Park. Our streets are all dead ends. We don't have any cul-de-sacs. This is a dead end street at the end of Wilson Walk. So the width of the street and the free ability to travel along the street is very important back there. They have at present constructed well beyond their footprint. Their pavers go well into the street, and it's time to tone that back a bit. Let's get an application that has a footprint or some precision to what it is they actually want to do here. They want a blank slate. We really should not give it to them at this point. I should point out that a couple of the variances requested were for, oops, we built bigger than we thought, or oops, we built and we didn't know. We don't need an oops on this. Let's get it done right the first time. So in closing, I ask that, that the board deny the petition at this point. If they really want to proceed, let's get some precision before us to look at so we understand what they really, truly want. Thank you.
Mr. Wheelton, would you like to come up and have anything else to say? Okay. At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12909 for Andrew and Gladys, I can't pronounce that, Bellama. Entertain a motion. Whatever you guys would like to do.
I'll make a motion to case number again.
12909, I believe.
209. Make a motion to keep the record open for 12909 to get an actual determination and to also give the applicant a chance to present a design with the actual footprint and see what we're working with.
Mr. Hastings, do we have a timeline for when that would have to be delivered back to the board, the design and the determination?
What would be your recommendation?
Perhaps Mr. Wheedleton could come up and we might get a feedback on the design. I would imagine we could probably have Mr. Whitehouse give a determination rather quickly, but I don't know the applicant's ability or wherewithal to do the design. Did you understand what Mr. Hastings
said? I did. So in response to the time required for that to happen, the first thing they've got to do is evaluate if they want to do that or not.
Right.
Number one. And number two, do they...
Well, if they don't want to do that, they could ask the board either to decide based on what's been presented or they could ask to withdraw their application.
Okay, and that'll be in the language that's presented, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, that would be up to them.
Okay. So. But I would say to present a design that shows setbacks, and we're probably talking about something that's probably, you're talking about a site plan.
Yep.
With a building footprint, mm-hmm. Probably not construction documents, because obviously that takes a lot longer than doing the footprint of it. And I would probably ask for about 4 months for that at least. Time frame of
the four months would put us to the second meeting in June, and perhaps we could say that this would have to be in by June 30th with the hearing to be scheduled the first meeting in July.
That's July 1st.
Is it July 1st?
Yep.
Maybe the second meeting in July.
July 15th.
That way staff would have enough time to receive that, put it in a packet, the board could review it. And then that way you could, I think at that point, we probably would want to leave it open for the public to comment too, because that may, you know, I know with these gentlemen here, they may want to look at that, may have comments on it. The applicant may wish to have comments as well. So, I mean, that'd be certainly something you could put in your motion if you wanted to.
Yep, so documents turn in by June 30th for the July 15th meeting?
Yeah, so what we would say is that the record be left open for the director to determine the setbacks and for the applicant to present a design showing the footprint of the proposal by June 30th, 2024, and the record be left open with a hearing to be scheduled on July the 15th.
Sounds good. I'll take that as my motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 4-0. We're going to leave the record open. And the director is going to make a decision. Is that correct?
He'll make one by June the 30th.
By June 30th? Okay, sir. Motion for adjournment?
Make a motion?
For adjournment?